The Holocaust by Bullets is a traveling exhibit on the work of Yahad in Unam and Father Patrick Dubois to uncover a silenced chapter in history in Eastern Europe, the mass execution of Jews and Roma as witnessed by their neighbors. The exhibit centers around photographs and eyewitness accounts from those villagers who watched these events unfold and have kept their stories to themselves until now. Today, my guest is Lori Shepherd, Executive Director of the El Paso Holocaust Museum and Study Center. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It was so nice talking to you, you know, in preparing for this interview. And you're right. You said that people have this very marked image of what the Holocaust is.
Right. I think even the word Holocaust evokes very specific imagery. We envision immediately jackbooted prison guards. We envision concentration camps. And sadly, we envision gas chambers. And that's true. And that is true for so many of the victims of the Holocaust. But there's a whole nother chapter, a story that so many haven't heard. And that's what we're focusing on right now at the Holocaust Museum in this exhibit, Holocaust by Bullets.
So Father Dubois founded this foundation, Yahad in Unam, because he has a personal tie to these mass graves, is that correct?
He does. Father Dubois' grandfather had been interned as a political prisoner in a camp called Rararushka, and he became very interested in his grandfather's experience, what happened there. And his grandfather shared very little with him, but what he knew was that he'd seen very horrible things while he was there. And in a visit that Father Dubois made there himself, he came upon what was a mass grave for the Jews who were murdered there, who were executed there. And he became almost obsessed with uncovering these mass graves and making sure that those who were contained in them got a proper burial, got a proper prayer.
So you all do a really good job of educating us and educating our city. And I know that this exhibit in particular, the Holocaust by Bullets, it's a definitely tough subject matter, but it's presented in a way that is tasteful and people can learn. So can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect to see when they go to the Holocaust
Sure.
Museum?
As you said, it's a very difficult subject matter. And one of the things that Yahad in Unam has done so beautifully is to break it down in a way that each of us can really take it in and understand it. They have worked with the witnesses to show the different stages that happened in these mobile killing units. The first were the arrest, where they came in and rounded up all of the Jews and the Roma. The next were where they would take all of their things, all of their belongings, and then where they would bring them to the mass graves, sometimes even forcing those who were about to be shot to dig the graves themselves, not knowing what was about to happen, and then to the execution, and then the aftermath. And I think that the exhibit does a very good job of walking you through an extremely dark and painful chapter in our collective history.
So Father Dubois learns about this, makes it his life mission, and you said there are no survivors, but there are witnesses. How did he find these witnesses?
It's been a very difficult task to find these witnesses. They've been in these Eastern Bloc countries, places like Moldova, Belarus. They have been communist countries where no information got out. And so when Father Dubois and his team show up and start asking questions, it made a lot of people very nervous. He had to really win people's trust. He had to really share with them that he was just there to give them an opportunity to share what they'd been holding on to for so long. For some of these individuals, they had never spoken about what they had seen until they talked to Father Dubois.
So that must have been almost a gift to them, don't you think? I mean, to be able to unleash, to unload, and to feel comfortable to be able to do that with him.
I think, yes. He has a video component that goes with this exhibit that we show in the museum as well. And you can see that many of these people are, as you said, it's an unburdening. It's a way for them to share what they haven't even told their own families.
So Father Dubois is coming to El Paso.
He is.
It's important that people come and see the exhibit, but more than anything, to meet this remarkable man.
Absolutely. He will be here on Sunday, May the 17th, and we'll be giving a lecture. We're going to be over at the El Paso Women's Club. We don't have enough room in the museum because of the exhibit, so we will be over there. And he's going to share this story. And it's powerful to see the exhibit, but to hear in his own words is just something amazing. And we're just so honored that Father Dubois is coming here to El Paso and sharing this story with our community.
Now, can we as community members attend this event?
Yes, you can, and we really hope that you will. Tickets will be $25 for individuals, and we will also be having some scholarships for students, so call us at the museum, 351-0048, to find out about that. Also, visit our website at ElPasoHolocaustMuseum.org to find out about tickets. But I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for our community to meet this man and to hear this story.
Now, Lori, how long will the exhibit be showing here in El Paso?
The exhibit will be here through June 1st.
Okay, so we've got plenty of time to catch it.
Yes.
And hopefully to meet this remarkable man that's been able to
absolutely,
you know, share these stories.
Absolutely. And another thing is that Father Dubois has a wonderful book, Holocaust by Bullets. And on May the 6th, we will be having a book review of that book. So we invite folks to come out and join us for that, too. That will be at the museum.
And can friends pick up the book at the museum now?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Yes. So you can do your homework.
Yes.
Come talk about it on May 6th.
Absolutely.
And then meet Father Dubois on the 17th.
Absolutely. And get him to sign your book.
Oh, of course.
It is probably one of the top 10 books I've read in my lifetime. It's an amazing book.
How do you do it? I mean, you know, all these stories, they come in and out, and you're here to share it. But what's it like for you personally?
For me personally, this is the part that brings me hope. These stories, knowing that there's people like Father Dubois, knowing that there's these wonderful survivors who made El Paso their home, these wonderful liberators, that's what makes this job so rewarding and so wonderful for me, is to know that we're not just pushing this time in history under the rug. We're making sure that we keep bringing it out. We keep sharing it with the community as a way to create a more peaceful future for all of us.
Well, Lori, I thank you so much for taking it on with so much passion. My guest today has been Lori Shepherd from the El Paso Holocaust Museum. Thank you so much.
Thank you.